March 27th.
How can we make your day a better day? Make noise.
How about more noise?
A gas for noise?
I like that one. Oh, that one's right. Better.
I have a list.
We haven't had a kazoo in a while.
I gave him those kazoos. I feel like I'm in my kids' bathroom while they're taking a bath and playing with all of their toys.
But you can see me playing with my
too
as well. All right,
side by side, go to
video.com
and Richie, see all videos.
You can see the whole thing. Later in this hour, some airline innovations that are worth noticing. I'm traveling a lot in the next couple of weeks and made a lot of airline reservations. The prices are crazy.
Out of control.
That's what I mean, that they're crazy. Like really going nuts.
Crazy.
Killing me.
Crazy. What's going on is they're using the increase in fuel as an excuse. I mean, certainly add something to it, but they're just and the number of people who have walked away, they just say, I'm not going to pay this.
They're
kind
using
of price.
The quote-unquote instability in the Middle East as their reason to say that fuel prices are going to go up even further, so we have to jack up.
So we had Southwest, a good example. I don't fly Southwest to go coast to coast or long distances, but I use them for short haul stuff, like back and forth over to Las Vegas. I had to go last week. Remember, it used to be $49?
Yep.
They wanted $348 for a round trip to Las Vegas.
Ridiculous.
From Los Angeles?
It's a 40-minute flight.
Yeah.
Wow.
The coast to coast thing, what we put together, Tom Parsons, a person who works
Didi. Do the Long Beach thing. That's what I'm doing to go to.
Long Beach is great.
I tried Long Beach on the last go-around just because I was going to say, I'm not going to pay American $471 to go one way across the country. It was $389 one way on JetBlue into Long Beach.
No, let me go try. Hold on. Right. I just did it last week.
Did you really?
I did D.C. Yeah.
Try next. This whole next week with the spring break.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, just going to Mexico, I paid... It was $250 for my ticket.
Yeah.
If I had gone 2 days later, it was $520-something because spring break. They raised the rate.
Yep. Okay. We're going to help you. You know, we've been talking about this MetaFast diet since the 1st of January. A lot of you have gotten onto this thing. And so we thought it would be kind of cool to bring in. You hear us talking all the time about the person that can be your consultant. And we have the lady who's been working with most of us, Jennifer.
Well, just you and I,
Kristen.
I think.
Oh, I thought she was working with Roberta, too.
Well, me, too. Well, I know I've got a different counselor.
Yeah, okay. I do, too.
Anyway, so Jennifer is going to take us through a lot of this stuff in a few moments. We're going to have a little laughter at 10 after. Then we'll meet Jennifer Chrisman from MetaFast, all here to help you out on Good Day.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision.
Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
All right, 11 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A little laughter at 11 after. The Onion is a satirical news magazine, I guess we'd call it, Richie, right? The Onion is a magazine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's mostly, if you go online to onion.com.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's, a lot of people think that it's just for liberals, but it's not. It's just funny, silly stuff. For example, the current issue of The Onion has the following headlines. Biggest stories that never happened. Alzheimer's sufferers demand cure for pancakes.
What?
Pudding factory disaster brings slow, creamy death to town below. Judge orders God to break up into smaller deities. Archaeological dig uncovers ancient race of skeleton people.
Yeah,
am I the only one who thinks he gets that one?
Are pretty funny.
World death rate holding steady at 100%.
Oh, boy.
ACLU defends Nazis' rights to burn down ACLU headquarters.
That's funny.
Cop kills own partner, vows to track self down. And then they have a... I'm going to hold this up to the camera. There's a book. You can see it there called Hosed. See that? Hosed.
I do.
The question is, are firemen really all that brave, or is it just a bunch of hype? And just silly stuff. And then there's another book that they are hyping called Carry On, Time to Stop All This Unnecessary Airport Security. And then the other one. Here's another one. A step-by-step guide on how to look Afghan. See the one, the picture at the top there? That's from The Onion. Very clever stuff. Speaking of clever, Jennifer Christman, who I'm impressed with from Metafast, joins us to impress you and help you all understand how it is that we're doing so well, especially Richie and Jennifer and Roberta on the Metafast diet. That's coming right up here.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only. And, Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network, and if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes, just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
By the way, if you're following the various websites, the news sites, CNN's carrying a story today on the crisis around the world and how it's walloping the travel industry, sort of along the lines of what we were saying a few minutes ago, because nobody's going to go to Japan and people will steer away from Asia. Mm-hmm. The Chinese are going to be affected by this, too, because people say, oh, they're right next to each other.
Yep.
I don't want to go over there and get radiation poisoning.
Yep.
All right, let's turn the tables, turn it around. Let's have Jennifer Christman, who is a registered dietitian and an LDN. I probably ought to know, Jennifer, what an LDN is.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's an LDN?
Licensed dietitian.
Yes. So she's licensed and registered. Whoa!
Yeah.
Very impressive.
All right. So you've been working with some of the derelicts on this program.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
I resemble that. She has been working with me, but I've had a very nice guy I'm working with.
All right. Yeah. So tell us, when it comes to the Metafast diet, how it is that folks like you, Richie's got one. Richie, who's the person that you're working with?
Laura.
Jennifer, you know Laura?
Of course. I work directly with Laura. Yes,
okay,
she's in my office.
All right.
And Matt. I work with Matt.
I have Matt.
All right, yep. Matt. All right, so anyway, Jennifer
And so you all are like in the same office. You're kind of close to me across the river in Maryland, but you're all in the same office. You're not like sitting at home ironing your kids' underwear while you're talking to us on the phone.
No,
or something, right?
No. Okay. But we possibly could.
We could, totally.
All right. So the MetaFast, part of the strength of this and what makes it work is people like you who have the knowledge, the individual knowledge, to bring all this stuff to work. MetaFast has its own food line. They're MetaFast mm-hmm. meals, mm-hmm. and these have been put together by folks like you who are registered dietitians, right?
Yes, it's actually formulated. We have a lot of input. We have a research and development team. We have food scientists, physicians, nurse practitioners. There's a whole team that goes into the development of the program.
Uh-huh.
It actually makes it, you know, taste good, easy to follow, all of those things.
Now, the $64 question is, have you ever been on the MetaFast diet?
I actually have done a lower-calorie maintenance plan, yes, after I had my children. So,
all right. Yep. All right, so what is that? Let's talk about getting into this. MetaFast says, with all the, 20-some-odd thousand doctors, including our mm-hmm. Dr. Ken, say this is safe and it's simple, it's satisfying, yep. but the support is what people like. So what kind of questions do you get from people? What do you most generally and most frequently have to answer or help people with when they're on the MetaFast diet?
Most people have questions about just little things about the plan itself. It's very, very easy to follow. It's the five mm-hmm. MetaFast meals a day, and you can choose any of our MetaFast meals. So a lot of people find that surprising. They're like, well, do I have to vary my meals? No, you can have any of the MetaFast meals. They're all interchangeable. They all have the same nutrition, what we call blueprint. So they're all interchangeable. So we get questions about that. We get questions about sometimes weighing your lean and green meal, which is the meal that you prepare yourself. So we're answering questions about that. Just general questions that we answer the phones all the time. We answer emails. So we're really there to support the customer and any questions that they have.
If you go to the MetaFast website, which is connected to our Dr. Ken, mm-hmm. MetaFastKen.com, you can see the support. There are a lot mm-hmm. of people who have been through this, not just people like you, Jennifer, mm-hmm. but people who have actually lost the weight. They find this is a healthier lifestyle. They get on it, and they support group.
I told you last week when I was in Orlando, we went to Disney.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously I took some of the bars with me, and I'd have them for breakfast and a snack in the afternoon. But I was eating regular meals for lunch and dinner as we were in the parks walking around and doing all of our things. And one of the things I noticed is that now that I've trained my body to eat something small every 3 hours, mm-hmm. when I sit down and have one meal in front mm-hmm. of me,
you feel kind
I can't
of weird,
finish
don't
it.
You?
Yeah,
no, you eat very little.
I can't finish it. So yeah. they would load the French fries on the plate, but I couldn't eat them.
Yeah. Oh, your stomach gets smaller.
Right. I've trained my body to eat smaller portions.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Now, you do look good. Jennifer's lost 18 to 20 pounds, I think, isn't it? Where
like
are you?
22 right
22.
Now.
All right. Mm-hmm. Roberta, how much have you lost?
Well, I went from 182 to 165.
You weighed 182?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, to 165.
Well, imagine that, Richie. She weighed almost as much as you.
She cares
about. I went from a 14 down to now the 12s are starting to get loose. My goal is 150.
150?
Awesome.
Wow.
Or bust. Congratulations.
That'll put me into 10s. Though with the Gap, I wear a size 10, but they run big.
So I'm the winner.
That's
better.
Great.
Richie's the winner.
I'm at 24 pounds.
Winner.
And I'm
going to
go another what? 7 or 8.
Richie is winning.
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 Well, I had a month where it was kind of hard to follow it.
Whatever.
Because, you know,
excuses.
I was out.
Yeah.
No, I was with my mom in the hospital for a month.
Use your mother dying as
though
an excuse.
I did bring it with me. And it was very easy to prepare in the hospital microwaves.
All right, here's what you do. You call 800-506-4115 to sign up for the MetaFast meals, the MetaFast plan, the MetaFast diet. Results will vary. You need to consult your physician before you begin a weight loss program. But go online to MetaFastKen.com or probably get better help because you can actually talk to somebody. 800
for Jennifer because we love her.
506-4115. Yeah. Jennifer,
she's
Christman.
My buddy.
Jennifer
thank
is
you.
The one you want to help you. Jennifer or Matt or Laura or some of the other counselors. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank
21.
You very much.
You're welcome. 21 after on Good Day.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
How you buy?
The Talkers are here with our daily seminar, Life, Liberty, the Pursuit of Ideas. Making your life better, that's the idea here. How can we help you out? A lot of people like American Idol, so we can help you if you didn't see the show last night by continuing to go through the list of performers. Everybody so far, Casey and Thea Magia.
Tia.
Yeah, Tia, her too. Jacob Lust, people like them. They liked Lauren, is it Aliana? Aliana? How do you, Elena? Elena? I think that's her name. Anyway, it's the one, the name I like most.
Are you talking about Naima?
No, I'm talking about Lauren, A-L-A-I-N-A, Elena, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, the one I like best because of his name is Stefano Langone, Richie.
Tell me how to win your heart.
Your Motown music this week.
For I have begun to groove. But let me start by saying, I love you, love you, love you, love you. Because I want to win you.
This may be the weakest. I'm looking at some of the comments from the peanut gallery here.
Okay.
He didn't connect to the audience, apparently. Oh. All right, this is kind of interesting. Richie, play cut 24-31, Ryan and Stefano's relationship.
You have to connect to it emotionally.
And you can do that. You've been in relationships. I mean, you know, you've got a feel.
You know.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, baby.
You got
come
on now. Going
come on.
On
now, you know, Ryan, you, yeah.
What? Randy, with all due respect, we're going to cut your mic off.
Right. Okay, next up, Haley Reinhart. She's cute.
I don't like you, but I love you. Seems that I'm always
kind of fun.
Thinking of you. Oh, you treat me badly.
So Randy and Stephen liked her performance, so that's good. I think the one, again, the
one seemingly in question so far is this Stefano. All right, next up, Scotty McCreary. Here's the one Jennifer really digs.
Oh, unafraid, I can go where life leads me.
So this is country music. This isn't a Motown song, is it?
He just makes the country.
I can touch with my heart used to dream.
Yeah, this is Stevie Wonder song.
Yeah,
this guy is actually pretty good.
I love
like
him.
I think I might like him the best of any of these people.
I would make my dreams come true.
This is good, Rich.
I don't know why this guy's voice makes me feel like a pervert.
No, this is good.
Well, I can tell you exactly why,
16.
Doug. Doug, what do you think that this guy looks like?
He looks got about a size 16 boot. He's got a little waffle on his face, and he's got long
like
hair.
George Bush's son.
He looks like he's 12.
Who does he? Yeah.
I mean, he's got the boyish face, and then
and a voice
first,
like that.
I saw him for the first time this week, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't fit.
No, and he looks kind of like the Mad Magazine guy.
Really?
He does. Yeah. He looks like Alfred E. Newman.
So that's it. Go. Jennifer liked him. Jennifer, this Jennifer and that Jennifer, both Jennifers like
love him.
All right, Richie, let's go out with Pia Toscano performing at the Idol. Some people think she's the one to beat. Roberta, what have you thought of her before?
I'm not that enamored of her.
Yeah, she's got a great voice, but she's kind of boring.
Yeah, really. Okay. Well, they like her dress or whatever.
She's beautiful.
Is she? All right, so that's our review of some of the performers from American Idol last night. It'll be interesting to see who gets booted tonight. And so it'll be down to 11, right? I think that's how it works.
10, I think, tonight.
Whatever. You didn't get on me.
Sorry. But no,
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you heard the news? There's an airline in Japan called ANA. It now has the world's first in-flight rice steamer. Sound tasty? Sure. Useful? Well, not so much. But there are some other innovations the airlines are doing that may be worth noticing. Delta is embarking on a $1 billion investment to replace the seats inside its 747s. Delta is also installing 338 new seats in the economy cabin. Virgin Atlantic also has a new premium economy seat that's 21 inches wide, available on all their flights from London. Now, by industry standards, 21 inches is decent, but Continental is in the process of upgrading its business class seats to 27 inches. And here's some actual good news about mergers. The United and Continental merger will actually keep United's Economy Plus seats and then expand them into Continental's fleet. Of course, unless you're an elite-level frequent flyer, it will cost you, but at least it's cheaper than flying business or first. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Black and bones have their tomb. Flexibility with the
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
After the hour, we bring you another portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program for this Thursday, the 24th of March. A day like yesterday and tomorrow in that you have to make your own opportunities. Your destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choices. Not chance, but choices. You don't wait for things to happen or come to you. You have to be a pursuer. You have to have in your mind, I think anyway, this is the way I look at it, I don't wait for opportunities. You fall behind when that happens. You can't be an order taker. You have to be a salesman. You got to go out there. You have to seize the occasion. You have to make yourself the greatness that you feel, hopefully, about yourself. Opportunities, I mean, we all have this self-saboteur, and it's some more than others, and it holds us back, brings us back. Fear and love are the two interesting things that motivate most people. Isn't it interesting? People think it's greed, but it's not. Most psychological profiles will tell you that people either have an overabundance of fear and they can't make decisions and move ahead, or they have extraordinary amounts of love. Those are the opposites, and people make decisions based on either love or fear. Think about your decisions and how you make your decisions. Richie with his family make decisions about what you're going to do. Sure. It's out of love for your family.
Sure.
You make those decisions. I'm not afraid my wife is going to leave me. I love my family. See the different motivation there?
Right.
You're not afraid your wife and children will be taken from you. You are eager to express to them your love.
Yep.
That's how it works.
I just had a conversation with Sean last week. He said something about being lucky.
Mm.
And I said, Sean, let me tell you something. There's no such thing as luck.
I disagree. I think there is. No. I think I'm lucky.
No, you got to go out and get it, man.
Well, you got to work at it.
You got to go out
but
and get it.
But I think there's a certain amount of
you
luck.
You make your own luck.
Certain amount. I mean, we're lucky to be born into this country.
Right. You know what, Roberta?
Sure.
You're lucky to be with me.
I'm that's lucky to be
sure.
with you, Doug.
You guys better be figuring
it
that out.
It was my lucky day when, who was
whenever
it? When,
that was.
When,
I don't know.
I think it was,
Who was the person who introduced
I think
this
it was Maury Trumbull.
Was it?
I was doing ski reports for him, and he introduced, but that's when you were on the Independent Radio Network.
Sorry, Maury.
Yeah, that's long
a
time ago.
Blast from the past. I do
right?
remember that. I think you may be right about that.
Yep, that's how we
and
met.
Look at where we've come. Look how far we've
look
come.
Look how far we've come, Doug.
I remember
oh,
saying.
Oh, my goodness.
I was 30. How old was I, Doug?
33 or 4.
And I remember saying, I don't want to turn my life upside down by waking up at 3:30 in the morning.
Right. Yeah.
Especially with this guy.
Yeah.
And then they said, here, it'll just be for a couple months until we get somebody else.
All right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Welcome to 12 years later.
Right.
14 years later.
Whatever it is, 14. The sins of love, not fear, Richie. All right, so Elizabeth Taylor is certainly very much a part of our thoughts today. Prolific as an actress, prolific as a bride, prolific as a person that brought something to most everybody's life that she touched one way or another. Here's the question: we're going to do the Donald Trump thing. Donald Trump was on The View yesterday, and he did some silly stuff. But I'm thinking about one question that he keeps asking about President Obama, and that is where he was born. So my question to you is, where was Elizabeth Taylor born? 800, we know she died in Los Angeles, but where was she born? 800-510-8255. As we continue to learn more about this lady, you know, do you remember?
Yeah.
You'll find out. Where was Elizabeth Taylor born?
She was a dual citizen.
I will tell you that she came from, I'm not going to tell you that because I'm going to give it away. But there's another very famous actor who came actually from the same neighborhood that she did.
She was
older. He was older than she
her
was.
Her parents were Americans, but living in another country at the time of her birth.
800-510-8255. So where was Elizabeth Taylor born, and what are your thoughts about her as we continue to focus on her? Meanwhile, Donald Trump, who would like to run for president, is pretty much everywhere, every day. You can find him on some major
television. Pretty much no different than it was
program.
A year ago.
Yeah, but he was out plugging The Apprentice a year ago. Now he's out plugging himself.
The guy is the master of self-promotion, man.
Perfect. All right, so here he is talking, more or less arguing, with a couple of the ladies on The View.
I think the country is doing so badly, they want somebody that's going to help it. I think the country has never been in a position like it is right now. It's being ripped off by every nation, every intelligent nation in the world, whether it's China. They're taking our jobs, they're making all our product, and then they loan us back the money, we pay them interest. How about the Arab League? They say, we want you to go in and attack Libya. Mm-hmm. These are the wealthiest countries in the world. Why aren't they paying us?
Yeah.
How much have we spent already?
$1 billion already in Libya. $1 billion, and not a nickel of it coming back from all
every
these
one
people.
Every one of those Tomahawk missiles is like $30 million or something
right.
like that.
Yeah. All right, so Donald Trump makes sense. Whoopi, however, doesn't like him because he keeps asking the same question about Mr. Obama.
I want him to show his birth certificate. There's something on that birth certificate that he doesn't like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a terrible thing.
Whoopi, I'm telling you. I love you.
I think that's the biggest pile of dog mess I've heard in ages.
Why won't he just show it?
But that is the question. Why doesn't he show it?
Because the state of Hawaii has showed it. And that should show it, and that's apparently good enough.
Oh, they have?
All right. Okay. Anyway, Donald Trump did a celebrity comedy roast last weekend, and they sort of were curious as to why.
I would never have done it in a million years, because I've seen the roast. They're brutal. And this was more brutal than any of them. I did it because they paid me a lot of money, and I gave it all to charity. So I said to myself, am I going to sit there for an hour and be just horribly abused and then go home and hand a lot of money to different AIDS research and lots of great charities? Or am I going to sit home, watch television, and not give anything? And I decided to sit. And I was actually happy with it. I was happy with how well it did. You know, it was the most successful show.
No, think about the situation.
Tell me, how did it feel like when they really attack you and they do a hair job?
Really
your
daughter
was
in the hair. Excuse me, you attack my hair all the time. I got you. See, you were worse than they were.
I stopped.
No, you were worse than they were.
Do you mind when people attack your hair?
No.
Is there anything?
You know what, Barbara? It's you know what? Look,
it's real.
It's really mine. You know.
Barbara touches his hair. All right. Anyway, if he, by the way, is the front runner, if you didn't know that, all the polls in the last, since actually CPAC, the polls in the last month or so show him commandingly ahead of Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin and what's his face from Arkansas? Mitt, no, what's his name? Huckabee. That too. Yeah, he does nothing for me, as you
I
know.
I love him.
Yeah, he's just an absolute. He's vapid, empty, zero.
He wants to get rid of the IRS. He wants to do
okay,
the
then I like him.
So don't say
right.
that. That's right. not right.
And anyway. Jennifer, remember, he thought Elizabeth Hasselbeck was vapid until he turned his attractions to how she looked.
Yeah, well, listen, I can be as superficial as the next person. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see here. If we can find somebody that we really, 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 really want to talk to. I don't think I've ever talked to Deanna in Salt Lake. I have a memory for names oftentimes, and at least in this context. And I usually remember, even if I talk to hundreds of people a week, have I ever spoken to you before, Deanna?
Yes, you have.
See, my memory's not that good.
Right after you talk to Hucker, it'll be.
All right, hold on. Wait a minute. Don't go away, Deanna. Hold on just a second. Gary, have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
Never. Okay. All right. So where, because everybody's got the right answer, where was Elizabeth Taylor born?
London, England.
London. Is there another London? By the way, I guess there is. London, Ontario. How many other Londons are there that you can name?
Oh, boy.
But when we think of London, we always think of London, England.
There's New London. There's London Bridge.
Right. Yeah, well, London Bridge is out in Lake Havasu.
Yeah, in Arizona. Yeah.
All right. So, Gary, you have won a swell prize. You a skier?
Yes.
Are you? All right, Richie, go through the, or have Michael go through the ski.
Where do you live?
He lives in Missouri.
Yeah, I think we've got some stuff there.
Yeah, we have some stuff there.
Lebanon, Missouri.
Yeah. All right. Good man, Gary. I'm glad you're there. Thank you very much for listening. Hope I talk to you again. I think Deanna went away because she was angry at me. Deanna, why'd you go? I was going to come back to you and make it worth your while.
But because you put her on hold. You were like,
I put her on hold because I wanted to talk to somebody else.
Talk to you.
See, when you do that to women, though,
I
they
didn't
go
say
away.
It like that. Give me a break. Would you please?
Hold, please.
Yeah, I didn't say it like that at all. Elizabeth Taylor, the movie phone. Let's see here if I can find this very quickly. I'm getting pretty good about this, Richie. I have all these screens that are up on my screen. And the screen that lists the movie phone top 10 movies, the ones that they say were the best. I wonder if we can get our top 10 big voiced announcer out.
He's over here in the corner. Hold on a second.
Over in the corner there. Maybe you can also find the top 10 music that goes with this.
Let me let him warm up here. He needs to warm up.
Number one.
All right, he's ready to go.
No, but you got to do it backwards. We got to start.
Yeah, no, he's just warming up.
Number 10.
He's just warming up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Number 10.
All right, now here it is. Father of the Bride. At 17 in 1950, she had become a world-class beauty, and it was Spencer Tracy's movie, but she really kind of stole the show.
Number 9.
Little Women was done in 1949, again when she was younger. Also in the movie with, was Katharine Hepburn in that movie? I know that,
Don't look at me.
Wasn't Robert Taylor, I think, one of the stars? I think so. All right, so that's number 9.
Number 8.
Raintree Country, 1957, plays a Southern belle named Susanna Drake.
Number 7.
National Velvet. 1944. There is a real charming. She was 12 years old then.
Number 6.
Velvet Brown, a horse crazy girl. Let's see here. Number 6, The Taming of the Shrew, made 1967, she put all of her assets on the line, as it were. Made 11 films with Richard Burton. This is one of them.
Number 5.
Shakespearean play. Suddenly Last Summer, made 1957. Tennessee Williams play.
Number 4.
I'm trying to remember that one. Number 4, Place in the Sun. Remember that one? That was Montgomery Clift and her. This is, again, one of those roles that she played so well, emotional roles.
Number 3.
Those are the jelly roll. Butterfield 8, made 1960. She said to everybody she didn't like it. She called it Butterfat 4 instead of Butterfield 8. Didn't like it at all. She wanted, she played it, she got it to get out of her contract so she could go over to 20th Century Fox and play Cleopatra.
Which was the
number two.
Number two, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. She did it with
number
Paul
one.
Newman in 1958. And yes, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, according to Movie Phone, was her best movie.
Wow, so they didn't even put Cleopatra in there?
Nope, not in there at all.
Wow.
Nope. All right, so that's another
focus. Let me ask you this, though.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Do you think that, look at acting back in the days of the Golden Age.
Yeah.
And how dramatic it was.
Yeah.
And the acting today and how, I don't know, I guess it's more, I mean, the acting
style
back then was kind of Broadway-ish.
Yeah.
Like over-the-top drama.
Yeah.
And now it's more natural.
I think it's more, there's more ad-libbing. It's more you find an actor to play a role that is more like him or more suited to him. Dr. Ken is going to talk to us in a minute about Elizabeth Taylor and the actual cause of death. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Find your magic at Macy's Hot List Sale. Suits for her, 50% off. Casual separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's polos, tees, shorts, and more, $14.99 to $49.99. Playwear and more for babies, 40% off. And find 20 to 50% home sale savings. Save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card or savings pass. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com on any $99 purchase. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusion supply.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 13 before the hour, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And yes, some details about the passing of Elizabeth Taylor. A lot of people thought she was going to make it. This wasn't that serious a deal. Turned out not to be true. Ken, we had a conversation with Jennifer Christman, who is one of the advisors, one of the dietitians that help people. That's one of the things, the hallmarks of this MetaFast diet, is having help, support from their professional staff there. Is that one of the reasons that you, as a medical doctor, thought that this plan, the MetaFast plan, was so good?
Absolutely. Dietitians are among the unsung heroes of medicine. They're wonderful people, and adding them to the MedFast program is just added value you can't find in most dietary programs.
Pretty easy to get on board. It's pretty easy to lose the weight. Richie's the king at the moment of the three who
That's
are
right.
actually on the diet. Richie's lost the most. Jennifer's second.
Winning.
Roberta's third.
Winning.
I'm fourth. Winning.
Winning.
Winning. So I eat five MetaFast meals a day, and then a one meal, one time lean and green meal, Rich Ritchie has done. But he's followed the plan, and I'm very proud of him. He's done it just exactly where he's supposed to. Choosing from the 70 MetaFast meals, how hard was that for each of you to do? Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, how hard was it for you to decide what
real
you
easy.
Want?
Real easy.
It's easy.
Yeah, easy.
I tried, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 and then picked out my 4 or 5 favorites. And I kind of just
stick with them.
Stick with the 4 or 5, 6 favorites.
I like the chicken noodle soup, actually.
I do, too.
I like the soups.
The chili and the stew are very good.
I haven't done that, but I've...
And the mint chocolate bar, peanut bar.
Oh, yeah, the peanut bar.
Brownies, you make brownies. You got
the mango soft serve.
The vanilla.
There have been times that I've eaten that like 3 times a day.
During the day.
All right, everybody gets the point. Here's what you do. MetaFast meals, scientifically formulated, keep you full and fit and satisfied. Log on to MetaFastKen.com, or the better way to actually do it is call 800-506-4115. They give you the $50 off deal with MetaFast products. 800-506-4115. Get the support and lose the weight. So what happened to Elizabeth Taylor?
She died of heart failure. She actually underwent an experimental procedure that involves something called the mitre clip. It's an experimental procedure, Doug, that involves repairing a leaky heart valve using a clip device without open heart surgery. And unfortunately, heart failure is the most common admission for people over age 65. Over 5 million Americans have it, 500,000 new cases a year, and about 60% will survive only 5 years.
All right, here's a story about cocoa. Pretty good health benefits if you're having enough of it, right?
At the American Heart Association meeting this week, cocoa may actually have a significant health benefit. It's associated with lowered blood pressure, improved blood vessel health, and improvement in cholesterol levels.
All right, so check that out. And also, if you sleep less, you need to eat more to make up for that. Is that sort of what that's saying, that story?
People of normal weight eat more when they sleep less, out of the American Heart Association.
Yeah, duh.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
It's time together. Chuck Curry is here, author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can access by going to DougStephanGoodDay.com, either of those two, GoodDayShow.com or DougStephan, same place. See Chuck's picture in the contributors box. You can log on and find out what he's thinking about the various movies that are around. We have thoughts. We have questions. Yesterday, that was, by the way, Little Wonders by Rob Thomas. What's the name? Matchbook, isn't he from Matchbook?
He's from Matchbook 20, but he does a lot of stuff on his own.
Oh, you too. Yeah. Matchbox.
Matchbox.
Sorry. Right. Matchbox 20, what did I say?
Matchbook.
Yeah.
Got me on the wrong thing.
It's like trying to find
only one of the biggest bands of the last decade.
But it's like looking for Obama's birth certificate. Who cares at this point?
Donald
anyway,
Trump does, and he called in and said it's not Matchbook, it's Matchbox.
Matchbox,
right. He's probably a supporter of Obama.
You know what else he said? You're fired.
How can you fire me from my own program? Good luck. You like firing him from his program. Anyway.
You know, if you've seen The View yesterday, which I watch religiously daily, Donald Trump was on and Whoopi Goldberg and him gotten
Why we were talking about it. Yeah. We were just playing the audio from it.
Now, I like the Donald. Whoopi had some good stories.
He's certainly an interesting personality, but I must admit I'm really surprised he would go down that road. But
which road? Down the Obama road?
The Bertha Road. I don't get it.
I don't either. It's foolishness. Even though I'm not, you love Obama. I don't like him at all. But
I love him. But I mean, I'm certainly not one.
In terms of it being a good president, he's a lousy president. But it's not because of where he was born. It has nothing to do with anything. Come on. All right. Meanwhile,
this is the movie moment.
Exactly. So, Little Wonders, sung by Rob Thomas from the movie Meet the Robinsons, which was number one during this week 4 years ago in 2007. All right. So that sets us up for the question from yesterday, which we asked just as she was dying. I dug this out of the vault, and I asked the question, and we had, for whatever the reason, a little snafu in the technical aspects of this, but we had three or four people the right answer, Richie, I think, didn't
yes, we?
Yes, we did. The answer was Elizabeth Taylor. I had asked the question, which actress said, quote, "I'm not living with you, we occupy the same cage," that's all, to her boozing husband in the movie that was adapted from the stage play of the same name, Cat in the Hot Tin Roof. So that was the answer, and those of you who had it right, I think we gave a prize to somebody that got it right, and we didn't get them on the air. There is our poll. I want you to talk about some of the movies that I'm sure that's what people are thinking about today. Elizabeth Taylor's movies. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, Chucker, which is your favorite Elizabeth Taylor movie? A, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? B, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, which was the number one movie according to Movie Phone in her career. Butterfield 8 is C, National Velvet is D, Cleopatra E. That didn't even make it into the top 10 on the Movie Phone list anyway. Others, and impossible to pick just one. So what did you think? You're younger. Well, you're Richie's age. So how much do you really feel like you're connected to Elizabeth Taylor as a movie buff? How connected are you to her movies, Chuck?
I would say not that much. My connection would be more of her as a activist and, be honest with you, somebody who's been ill on and off for the last 20 years. That's really what I remember in a friendship with Michael Jackson, which I thought was somewhat unique. But in terms of movies, I mean, she's, you know, predated versus, you know, when I was born in 1965. Yeah. I've watched her films, but I can't really tell you I have a connection to her as a movie actress as much as I would like to.
All right, so who's around today that's comparable? Is there anybody, is there anyone that we could say when you looked at their body of work at their when they're 75 or 80.
Is there really anybody? I mean, that's what I was trying to make the point earlier, is that the acting is so different today than it was. Is there anybody that's really comparable to now from people from the golden age?
I don't
Chucker? Can you compare those two?
Nope. Nice going, Richie.
I think you made him mad.
I think Elizabeth Taylor just cut him off.
Yeah. The thing about her, and what I think you need to keep in mind, you look at all of the things that are part and parcel of her life and as many influences as she, I mean, in terms of the older residents versus younger residents, there's just a whole thing about her romances that people loved, the tragedies that people cried with her about. She was in more than 50 movies. And I actually like the younger ones. All right, Chuck, you got 30 seconds to sum up your feelings about Elizabeth Taylor.
You know, it's interesting. Speaking of Cleopatra, acclaimed director David Fincher, who last directed The Social Network, reportedly is a potential frontrunner to helm an epic 3D remake of Cleopatra, which has Angelina Jolie attached. You know, Cleopatra in its time was a very, very expensive film, and I believe it was a financial
She would be good in that role.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Chuck Curry here on Good Day 59 past the hour.